Good evening, everyone. Mike from the Gatecast with, yes, some filler material for the podcast. I'm here today to cover the latest SG franchise DVD release, that being the redone SG-1 pilot, Children of the Gods. Now, I'm sure no one listening to the Gatecast missed out on the original premiere episode, although many may have never seen the Showtime adult-rated version, which also appeared later on some DVD box sets. The main difference between the original and some later versions was the full frontal nudity, a more graphic depiction of the physical assault on the captive females, and that never quite sat right with the more family-friendly show SG-1 became. Brad Wright, who developed the show from the original theatrical movie, was never happy with the requirements of Showtime, or, as indicated in the commentary, some of the decisions made by his co-developer, Jonathan Glasner. When MGM were looking for a new project, Brad offered up a re-edit of Children of the Gods and got the green light. This rather brilliant idea demanded a return to the original dailies to find shots and scenes which were more in theme with how Brad wanted to edit the story. A new soundtrack written by Joel Goldsmith was produced to replace the overused and inappropriate movie soundtrack, which is highlighted by Brad in the commentary, because at the time more music was considered better, even if it really didn't fit the scene in question. Finally, additional CGI was created to add more finesse to the wormholes, new ships, and other effects. The movie now starts with a CGI Earth rotating underneath the camera, with the sun rising over the horizon, with the gold font spelling out Richard Dean Anson, followed by Children of the Gods. It really was an odd vehicle. The camera then zooms through the cloud layer into the mountain and gate room. We are back into the familiar, with the Air Force personnel playing cards, and then of course all hell breaks loose. A change here is some new gate graphics, and the firefight is shortened, and to me, it looked a little more bloody. One of the long-term nitpicks has also been addressed, in terms of how Apophis and Co. return through the receiving gate. It's a small thing, but we now get a close-up of Apophis issuing an order, and an accompanying sound effect to indicate the dialing of the gate. Jump forward to Jack's first meeting with Hammond, respected Don S. Davis. The dialogue is reduced, and the whole scene shortened, and yet you don't lose any of the details. But this probably also allows a longer scene in the medical bay, where we see not one but two dead Jaffar. The second is a female.
Anyone you know, Colonel?
They're not human.
You think?
Best we can tell, these slits are actually a pouch, similar to that found in a marsupial.
Like a kangaroo.
Except... in both sexes.
A scene between Jack and Kowalski is also edited, as Brad says it made no reason for Kowalski not to know all about Jack's son. Didn't make sense to have that level of exposition. The most significant edit in the early SGC scenes dealt with Sam Carter's introduction. Yes, the sex organ line has been removed.
And the lines that we cut are just because my sex organs are on the inside instead of the outside. Doesn't mean I can't handle whatever you can't handle. Bless the most cringe-worthy line. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do this, just to excise that from the movie.
That's a Jonathan line.
Oh, God, yes. And I cut it. I cut it from my pass on the cut, and he put it back in again.
No.
Yes, and guess who the final arbiter was?
Symes.
Yep.
Just because my sex organs are...
I have mocked it several times in the life.
Did he ever get the fact that it was terrible, or did...
They told me, you can't cut it out. You can't cut it out. It won't make sense. I give you this scene.
One of the first Showtime-specific scenes is dealt with next in terms of the removal of the harem. Sorry, scantily clad ladies, no residuals this time around. And the assault on the Air Force woman and her murder. Close-up shots of Teal'c also seem to linger and show his displeasure at the antics of his lord, which is now used to build up the pressure, make it seem more natural for Teal'c to finally turn his back on his life and aid SG-1. Christopher Judge redid his entire performance on ADR to replace his dialogue in the style of the show proper, rather than the more variable accent he used while performing for the first time.
Now here's something you'll find interesting when you listen to Chris.
This is not your weapon. Where did you get it?
Ooh. I asked him to loop his entire performance. Christopher came in and redid Teal'c from beginning to end, every line. And his performance is so much better, it's unbelievable.
I don't remember it.
It was sort of Yul Brynner.
Really?
Honestly, it was, "This is not your weapon." As opposed to, you know, Chris's normal deep voice playing Teal'c. It's
forced.
Strikingly different.
A brief visit to Abydos gives you some serious eye candy, as the Great Pyramid is re-rendered from the ground up. Very pretty it is indeed. When Sha-Ray is taken, she is put before Apophis and stripped, but now we have no revealing shots of her attributes. Yet the overall feel of the scene is still ominous, as the Gwold leaves its host. Sha-Ray is still very much handled like a piece of meat, and the entry is brutal again, tempered by Teal'c's reaction, and ultimately the nudity isn't required to convey what the Gwold are all about. The bulk of the new CGI is introduced on Chulak, starting with the ships flying over Apophis's city, and later the addition of a Teltac transport, along with gliders as the Gwold leave the planet via the gate. The combat sequences with the two gliders is far more impressive. The glider explosion on the ridgeline is intact, and rightly so, because it shows how well a practical effect can look when it's shot right. The last change worth mentioning is the removal of the Kowalski-Gwold interaction. Given this movie was created as a standalone, it was decided not to include the direct link to the enemy within. But the second episode does explain itself away anyway, so no great loss. Overall, the final cut of Children of the Gods is worth having for a fan of the series, and for anyone new, I would certainly give them this version over the original to kick off the habit of a lifetime. Another benefit is the vast improvement in terms of picture quality. A decade of MPEG-2 encoding development and remastering has resulted in a very clean DVD image. It's not Blu-ray, but it holds up fairly well against modern TV shows. The image is anamorphic widescreen with DD 5.1 audio, and so we have to thank MGM and Showtime for being on the ball with both those formats. At the time, it was very rare to produce TV with such new presentation choices. The new soundtrack really sounds good in 5.1, and the effects make good use of the format. Good audio can make a world of difference for an action-based movie. Perhaps the gem of this version comes in the audio commentary by Brad and Richard Dean Anderson. The very comfortable banter between the two long-standing associates, and maybe even friends, comes across very well. RDA almost channels Jack O'Neill, as he asks silly and obvious questions, forgets most of what he'd done back then, and generally I think winds Brad up every chance he gets. The DVD is currently being sold on both Region 1 and Region 2, $16.49 and £11.89 respectively at Amazon, and has to come with a highly recommended tag. To wrap up this mini Gate World podcast, we'll end with the trailer for Stargate Universe. If you want to see the trailer itself, then pay a visit to stargate.mgm.com.
These are the wrong people in the wrong place. This ship is falling apart.
This may be our last chance.
Stay calm!
Some said it was a key in the universe itself. And once unlocked, it would gain untold power.
What if we are not supposed to be here?
So you guys embedded a top secret problem into a game, hoping someone like me would solve it?
Fauna, you won something of a prize. Yes, you are on a spaceship.
On the way to...
to another planet. 21 light years from here.
I would like to propose a toast.
To all the brave men and women who have volunteered. Hey, what was that?
Base is under attack.
Don't touch!
Sean Brist dialing us.
I need to get these people out of here.
We, how do we have?
We don't know what's on the other side.
I'm sorry to have to tell you that we will not be going home.
The hell are we?
Several billion light years from home.
This may be the greatest opportunity for exploration mankind has ever known.
Those are people's lives you're experimenting with.
You want to get those people home. So do we.
I don't want to shoot you. I don't think you want to shoot me.
You can't ask someone to sacrifice themselves, period.
People want to know what's going on. It's beautiful.
These people need a real leader.
We are going to survive. We are going to make it home.
That is impressive.
There's nothing else going on, you know, I tell you. Unless you were protecting someone.
Looks like we entered the Hoth system. Empire Strikes Back.
We have a problem.
We need your help, Eli.
I should call my mom.
We may have figured out a way to get you home.
A lot of people are behind this.
Surprise.
This has been the Gatecast. Take care, everyone.